Ishma, Yisroi, Kohen, Midyon, Isay, Moshe, Eskol, Asher, Oso, Elohim, Moshe, Yisrael, Amoy, Yhoitzi, Hashem, Yisrael, Yisrael. The pasuk starts off the parasha telling us that Yisro heard Kohen, Midyon, Eskol, Moshe, Eis kol asher osa lekim l'moshe. He heard everything that was done to Moshe Yisrael Amoy. Ki yitzi Hashem Yisrael Mitzroy. The next part is the Yikach Yisroy choyse in Moshe Sipoy Ro. Eish es Moshe Achar Shibuchero. That Yisroy took Sipoy Ro, his daughter, the wife of Moshe after Shibuchero, he brought her back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The first Torah we have to understand, the Lashon, in the first Pasuk, the Pasuk emphasizes Kohen Midyon, which does not stay in the second, it says, Vayishma Yisroi, Kohen Midyon Choysi Noish. The second Pasuk doesn't talk about the Kohen Midyon anymore. What's happens? It's bothering me this year, it was the first time I noticed, I was late in the Torah. Second, the obvious question, Vayishma Yisroi, Yisro heard, Shamu Am Yudizun, everybody heard. The nations of the world heard. Chilo Chaz, Yishnik Loshes, Os Nivhalu Aver, Aluke Edoim, Elei Mov Yochazim Uroad, everybody heard. Yishma Yisro is called Asher Oso. What's about Yishma Yisro? So Rashi, the Chor is barred by the Kasha, and said, Rashi says he heard, Mashmua, Shamu Ubo. Rashi answers the Chor by telling us, Mashmua Shamu Ubo. The Yisro was different because he came. Mashmua Shamu Ubo. Yisro came. Yisro did not just hear, but he did something. So why didn't the pasuk say Vayishma Yisro? Vayava Yisro. If the ikkar word that he came, so the pasuk should say Vayava Yisro. Then Yisro came. What is the emphasis on the Vayishma Yisro? Third question is, what did he hear? Rashi says, he heard Kriyas Yamsuf. That's understandable. Umulchemes Amalek. And he heard about the war of Amalek. What was so special about Mulchemes, about Kriyas Yamsuf, I understand. That should get him to come. But Milchemes Amalek, Chazal tell us that cooled off most of the world. Moshel Lambatya, right? Rashi brings in Chumash, it's a Moshel, the Mu'a of Milchemes to Lambatya Roisachas, a very heated up bath, a hot mikveh, a very hot mikveh. There's everybody standing there. Everybody's standing there waiting to go in, but they don't want afraid to go in. The thing's boiling. Mamish boiling to Mamish. It's a shiloh on Shabbos, a part of Mavashel, this mikveh. Everybody's standing outside. Hey, come on. Come on, Shim. Let me see you go in. You know, this thing outside. Ah, there's nothing. The guy's afraid to go and have this mikveh right near my house. Unbelievable. Mamish, I still understand what they ate, why they're putting on so hot for. What do they expect to do over there? Guy should walk out with a suntan, maybe. The kid's up, mom's burning high. I was last day I stuck my foot in, my mom just ran out and said, you know, so he's really strong guy, no problem. He walks right in, you know, no problem. Kid's up. Anyway, but Leifer, so you have this guy, he walks into the meat, jumps in, he's up to Marshall. Then when he jumps in, Enechanami, he screeches and yells, oh, but he cooled it off for everybody. Chemes Amalek cools it off. Makes the impression of Kriyas Yamsuf much less. Why would that be a reason that Yishma Yisrael, that Yishma Yisrael should come? Sorachim. Those are three kash we have at the beginning of Vaisa. Now we're going to ask, bring down another chelik of the parasha. And we're going to ask a couple of kashas and we're going to tie everything together. But Eza Hashem Yisbara. The pasuk continues by this pasuk gimel v'eshtei v'aneh asher shemo aicha gershoim ki omar agir ha'isim b'yeres nachriya. The pasuk over here tells us that with Moshe's wife, Yisro brought also the two children. His two children that he had sent away a while ago, as Rashi brings down, Asher Shem Ho'echad Gershoim, one of the children's name was Gershoim, Ki Omar Ger Ho'yisi Be'eretz Nochriya, for I was a sojourner in a foreign land. I was a sojourner in a foreign land. V'shemo echad Eliezer, ki Elohei Avi be'ezri hayatzileni mecherev paro. The second son's name was Eliezer. Why was he called Eliezer? Because Hashem saved me from the sword of paro. The obvious question is, Rabbi, the obvious question is, L'choira, it seems that Moshe named his first son Gershon. He named him Gershon, why? For he was a sojourner in a foreign land. Okay, very nice. What was the second son? Come on. Eliezer, very good. Why? Because Hashem saved him with the sword of Paro. But Moshe, let's go into the history books, go back a little bit, try to figure this out. In the sequence of history, it's not too complicated. What came first? Me or Mar El Mi? What came first? Was it the essence? Who he saved from the sword of Paro first? Or was he in a land, a sojourning land? Was he far away from his habitat, from his family? What came first? Obviously, everybody knows the story of Moses. He was in Egypt, he wasn't married yet. Wasn't dwelling, was in his own land with all his people. And Paro came to kill him by the sword. His neck turned to marble. Everybody remembers the coloring book, right? His neck turned to marble, and the sword broke, and he quickly jumped off the thing and he ran away. So first he was saved from the sword of Paro. Then what came next? Next came, and he went to his land, found his water well, he fed his shidduch over there, got married. And he was a Gerber, it's not real. He was a sojourner in a foreign land. So if you ask me, and I'll ask you, we'll ask each other, which one would we have named first? Eliezer, no? Without Eliezer, Abosai, without Elukei Avi B'Ezri, there would be no Moshe Rabbeinu today. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been gone. The first Haidah Moshe Rabbeinu should have given, the first naming of his son at the Bris Milah should have been Elokei Avi Be'ezri Vayatzinei Mecherev Paro. That should be first. Then you want to thank Hashem that it was a Ger B'Eretz Nachriya, which I don't understand exactly what that name represents yet. Giger HaYisi B'Eretz Nachriya. I'm a Ger B'Eretz Nachriya. First of all, start we can ask the question, what's the importance of naming your son Gershom because you're a Ger B'Eretz Nachriya? What does that represent exactly? Very nice. What is that? What is represented? I was a Ger B'Eretz Nachriya. I call him Gershom. Very nice. Gershom, obviously, right? That's the. What's the point? What's the point of, because you're a Ger B'Eretz Nachriya, you feel you have to name your child? Naming of a child is not a simple thing. The name means the essence. The name is something that has to bring up an important, you know, it obviously has a lot of relevance to your life. It's something important when you name a child. Oh, maybe Larry. Okay, Larry. Larry Smith. I mean, the name is important, but you're going to talk a while. Oh, I have a great name. Where we are now? Well, we're sojourning. Oh, cool, sojourner. Gevaldik. I like that name, Sipora. What do you say? What is the book? And secondly, even if you think there's something to it, what are you naming that name first before he has it? I said, play that tumor that's going on over here, Moshe Rabbeinu. The police said, you saw this Gevaldik. You saw this Amiti. It's something that attack we have to be a Yishma. We have to hear it good. Zog the Heilige Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Pshat these psukim. Chofetz Chaim says it also, Pshat, that Moshe adds the Knech, but the Yisod is developing. Moshe Rabbeinu was now running away from Paro. He was coming to a Mokoyim, that he didn't know what was going to be. He was coming to a land where he was going to be away from his mishpacha, and Moshe Rabbeinu had already realized the emes. Vayigdal Moshe, vayetzei lechov. He understood the emes, and now he had to run away. He had to run away to a land that was foreign to him. Hain, physically foreign, and even more important, spiritually foreign. To a land, but when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the well, everybody had was megarish, had sent away the daughters of Yisrael. With this man had left. This man had left. He started to leave his business of being a shtickle priest. And he had come, he started to be purged a shtickle from Avodah Zarah. So they banned him, they excommunicated him. That means the majority of the people there were living in the belief that one time belief that had come popular again, a thing called Avodah Zarah. And that was the philosophy of the times in Midian. In Midian you had Bilam. In Midian we had the sorcerers. We had these people who were very far from the truth. And Moshe Rabbeinu is running away. Moshe Rabbeinu is ending up in a place where he could be spiritually affected. Moshe Rabbeinu does not want to be spiritually affected. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to keep, wants to retain all of what he's gotten these years, what he's worked on to achieve. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to stay the same Moshe Rabbeinu that he used by Yigdal, Ida Ha'ish, by Yetzir Elohim. That Moshe Rabbeinu came to the realization that Klal Yisrael and serving the Kodesh Baruch was the MS. He wants to keep it, even in the farm. Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that the number one thing, the most important thing, is to be koveya, is to establish once and for all, and forever, kiker vayisi be'eretz machriya, dechbin ager, that I'm only a traveler, that I'm only passing through, that my metzias in the oila is ager. That this world, in its vastness, and everything that it has to offer, is only a prize dart, is only a vegetable, is only a state of passing through, to reach the traklin, to reach the palace. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu understands. And together with his wife, Sipoira, Koyvei Hashem, Benoi Ger Shoi, Kiker Hoyisi, Be'eretz Machriya. V'Shem O'Echor Eliezer! The second one will be Eliezer. Kelukei Ovi Be'ezri, Hashem save me. Why second, Rabbi Saiposhet? For if I will not realize, if I will not ingrain, if I now live my life, I'll be this Yisoy Kiger Anochi Va'oretz. Then the Vayatzireni Mechev Paroi, what meaning does it have? Zogda Moshe Moiridik. Vayatzireni Mechev Paroi is beautiful. If I'll use it and come to a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for what if I forget that I'm a Ger? If I forget that my real purpose is Shechina, as the Shem says, to reach the Madrega. That this world is a world where we have to accomplish in Ruchnius, where every mitzvah is precious, where every word of Torah is something so unique and so special. Keneged Kulam. If that is my realization, if that's what I live for and with, then the Vayatzilenu Micherev Paroi has a purpose, is beautiful, is something to praise, it's something to get excited about, it's something to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if I will not remain a Ger Ba'aretz, if I'll get too much involved in Olam Hazeh, if I'll forget about what I'm here for, if I'll make my aim and my goal and my agenda in this world falafel balls or bowling balls or whatever type of balls they are, if they make that my tafkid, so what's going to help? What was it worth to be saved from the sword of Paroi? It was worth to be saved from the sword of Paroi, to have written on my matzeva, to have written on my tombstone at 120, here lies George Finestone, a very special Jew. You ought to know him too. He shot a 175 in bowling. And big bowling balls coming out 3D from the Kevin, from the Kareem stone. On top, on the sides. Red, white, green bowling balls. We all never forget George. For he lived to bowl. And he bowled to live. What a bold person he was. If that's what Moshe Rabbeinu will forget, and he'll become a bowling ball salesman, then was it worth it to be saved from the sword of Paroi? Did it have any worth? Only when I realized he cared, then it was worth it to be saved from the sword of Paroi. Then it's Vayatzileinu Micherev Paroi. The problem is that we're so complacent. To this, you saw it. People are forget. They go through life forgetting, not realizing that they're going, time is passing, and life is passing away, and what is he accomplishing? What is he putting aside? Where are the mizvodos? Where are the packages? Where are the suitcases? But the Gemara Zogt, when Amar said, it's a long way, it's a long time, I have to pack up a lot of suitcases for that long journey. And what do you take with you? What's going with you? No bowling balls, and no money, and no cigars, Cuban cigars. None of that stuff. No bad, no Cuban peanut chews. None of it goes with you. Only the mitzvahs of my Sintoivim. Don't think you're on Sayyid Av Gimel. Kol ha'oise mitzvah achas. Ve'olam hazeh. Machrezes v'fonov. Those mitzvahs come before you. It's the olam ha'emes. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's agenda. To establish by his mishpacha, who just gave him Rabbi Yisrael. The Moshe with the Chavetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael, everybody remembers it. There's an old lady, a lady that once came to see the Chavetz Chaim's house, Rabbi Yisrael. That he took the Chavetz Chaim, the prince, the entire Jewish people. They say that reporters used to come to see the Chavetz Chaim's beauty, his holiness. They walked away astonished. And there was a rich lady that came to see the Chavetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael, the Helik of Chavetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael. And she came into the house, and she walks in, And she's waiting to see the Chofetz Chaim. She sees a Pashut man walk out. And she's flabbergasted. She can't believe it. Not the Chofetz Chaim, that for sure, the holiness is emanating. But she just looks around and she sees nothing. A small little table, the dining room, a table with a few benches. Mamish, one chair doesn't look like the other chair. Mamish, it looks like who knows what. And she says, Rebbe, I have just one shaila. A table, a chair, and a bed. Rebbe, this is your house. Yes, Gveret Fleichenbaum. This is my house. Rebbe! One question I have. Where's the furniture? Where's your furniture? Something. A nice closet. Where's the chandeliers? In the bathroom. Gold and silver chandeliers. Where's the toilet roll thing? Silver. Where is it? Sometimes says, Mrs. Fleischenbaum, I have one question to ask you. Can you please tell me where's your furniture? Is my furniture ready? Come to my house. 2020 Mockingbird Lane. Come down to my house. Unbelievable. You won't be able to find. Forget about where's the furniture. You won't be able to find it in the living room. You'll need a map. What do you mean, where's the furniture? I mean now. Where's your furniture? Where's your living room? Says, is it in the wagon outside? Where's your furniture? Rabbi, I'm surprised at you, Rabbi. I'm just traveling through. Said the Chofetz Chaim, I've also been a traveler. I'm also traveling through. Traveling right through this world. After 80 years, this world, 90, 100, 120, the Ezer Shem is gone for everybody. With their families and their grandchildren, everybody. But they come to time, that's O-V-E-R. And then, we go for the next world of Oysach. Forever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. It's smooth not ending tonight. And ever. Dr. Heideke, Rabbi Chonim Vassman, that's all. Rabbi Chonim's marshal to Oilam Abba, the Oilam HaMS, the next world of Oysai. Take this whole room, fill it up with poppy seeds. You know what poppy seeds are, Oysai? You put them on top of the chalas, those poppy seeds. And a bird would come once every 10 years and take one seed away. You fill it up to the top, Rabbi, the seed until the ceiling, one seed away. How long would it take to empty the building here? Like this room here, Beis Gershon, Feres Chaim. A lot of years of Oysai. Yitzach Mitzachim is longer than that. Take the whole Chanichin of Oysai. Ooh, the Chanichin Yeshiva. So like the poppy seeds. So little poppy seeds. And the bird would come once every 100 years to take one seed away. Then Yitzach is longer than that. Take every building in Zichron Yankiv and Magdisdorf. I fill them up with poppy seeds of Oysai. And he could poppy seeds the Shabbos. You remember the marshal. Look at those little poppy seeds that fill every building here. From the top to the bottom of his hat. All the way up. Poppy seeds. Everywhere. And a bird would come once every 1,000 years. And take one seed away. And Neitach. And the Tzochim is longer than that. It's infinity. It's forever and ever. And here you have. He once said this marshal on a Thursday night. You have the guy, Baruch Hashem. He built a palace down here in Ozai. Wow. Oh, come on, yeah, we're going to Bena's mind. We got to see his house. It's not a house. It's a palace. It's not a palace. It's, I can't even describe it to you. I can't even, the bathroom's bigger than my whole house. My whole house can't fit into his bathroom. Unbelievable. And the next world of Ozai. Comes up with big suspenders, big red suspenders, and he comes up he wants his schar forever and ever and ever. I was here in this world for 95 years in a palace. My bed, you should see my bed. I ate so much, I needed a big bed. But you should have seen that bed. Amish, 700 feet long. I would roll in the middle of the night, and I just kept rolling. We were rolling and rolling all the way along towards the bed I used to roll. It was so long, I never fell off the bed, it was so long. And I used to get into my slippers, oh, those slippers, those were my damn, wow. Those furry slippers, they killed 17 bears with my slippers. They were bear slippers for my bare feet. I had it all, and I'm coming up forever and ever and ever. Okay, Mr. Sternstein, please step aside. It's time to receive your reward in this world for your mitzvot. Where will my house be? It's going to be a long time, this house. I want to make sure everything is good over there. Oh, Mr. Sternstein, I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised. Oh, please, I did, you know, a couple of mitzvahs here and there. I gave some stalker $20, and one time a kid came to my house. I pulled out a $20 bill. I was such a nice man. That kid, I pinched his cheek. Wow, how nice I was. Mr. Sternstein, it was just only a few mitzvahs. We're here to pay you forever and ever and ever. Please step to Rabbi Michal and Gariel, meet them. They're going to escort you to your place. You might need a sleeping bed, take it along with your ride. Yeah, well, which block are they? Well, you're not really on a block. It's, you know, there's not too many trees over there. It's a little bit of a desert. You know, the Sahara Desert. We were putting you. No one around. You see that little tent over there? Yeah, that tent, yeah. Oh man, I'm bigger than old tents. Oh, Michal, that's it. Forever and ever and ever. Yeah, but how am I going to get around? Okay, Gabriel, bring him his meter transportation. Here it is, the tricycle. 700 pounds of the tricycle. Get him around. Forever and ever. Can you get some more, you know, something a little better? When you go over the 10-speed bike, tricycle and forever and ever, a tricycle. A chayach. You can trade it in for 2 pogo sticks. We'll get you the extra large size pogo stick. They won't be able to handle the weight. There he is, pogo sticking around. And there was little Sacha Belchbaum. He had in this world a little tiny house. He's still wearing the same suit from his bar mitzvah. He got it taken in and out and around in this world. He comes to the next world. You forget about the tricycle. His shoes were torn in this world. They come to the next world. There it is. Forever and ever and ever. You're talking about beds. You're talking about chandeliers, Rabbi Sai. You're talking about paintings, everything. Here it is forever and ever. Where is my means of transportation? Which limo do you want? The Hummer limo or the other limo? That's my limo. I had that for my chassid. My good friend had it for his chassid. Would you drive that every day with 17 slaves? Talk to Mr. Bruder. In Simon Ches, a person's Zorim, it's a Sitzis, is Zorichol, Shamoshim, thousands of Shamoshim, Los Lavoi. Can you imagine how many the Rashiva is going to have? Thousands and thousands of Shamoshim, Zorim, it's a Sitzis. Thousands. And here, what do you want? I need to go wipe my nose. Wipe your nose. Seven Malachim, why don't you punch me down? It's not like a song of Sternstein. Come on, we'll wipe your nose for you. I need to take off my shoe. They're biting it out. No, it's the left shoe, sorry. And Sternstein's driving his horn. All of a sudden he sees his old friend, Mr. What's his name? Nikita! The boys in the name of the people of Basri. El Yorim Lamato. The Tachtoinim Lamato. Oilam Hofch Raisa. This world. If we see the El Yorim, the people we think are not doing Torah and Mitzvahs, not helping, not supporting Torah, not doing things in Torah and Mitzvahs. They look, they're living in mansions. La'asid Lohu is Lamato. But those who are doing Torah and Mitzvahs, those who are doing whatever they can to make Ma'avikov Shemayim, but they're not so well off in this world, they're not doing the best. Is Tachtoinim Lamalo, Oilom Hofak Raisi. Those are the Amias of Isa. Forever and ever. Is what Shabbat don't even want to get it, to get what you see there. Vayishma Yisroi Mashmua Shomu Bo! What did he hear? What did he hear? He the heads of Chayat Shulavitz. He understood. Vayishma is because he understood this Yisroi. He saw on one hand Kriya Samson. Such an amazing revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's showing that He is the ruler of the world and there's a purpose to the world. When we see such a matzah, we understand there's a creator and there's a purpose to the world. No one, after seeing or hearing Kriyas Yamsuf, should have any doubt that there's a purpose. Let's go find out the purpose. Let's go together with Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah, Mashmua Shomu Bo. He understood it. He heard it. With every fiber of his being, Kriyas Yamsuf was a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking to the world, here I am. I am the Creator. If you are the Creator, what is our purpose? We're going now to Kabbalah Satoru to hear it. Yisro comes out. I'm ready to come. I'm ready to join. Sign me up. But he heard something else. He heard about Melchemes Amalek. He heard there could be a nation that got so complacent, that missed the boat totally. You don't want to come. You're not ready to make the commitment. That's a kasha on you. After seeing so clearly, after being proven to the whole world that this is the truth, you don't come out like Yisro, I have a kasha. But I have a tzorach iyun on someone who could start up with Klal Yisrael. Yisro was misboinei. Yisro thought into this very deeply. And Yisro said, there's only one answer. That a person could remain in this world, see the truth with his own eyes, but if he doesn't react, if he remains complacent, he can not only not change, he could go against the tide and make a muhammad. For in order to metaritz himself, to make himself feel at ease, it's not enough just not to do anything. You have to do something negative. In this way, you satisfy your Yetzer. In this way, you distill, you calm down your conscience. For your conscience bothers you, it's clear. I have to look for the endless, I have to do this, what's true. I have to become somebody who has purpose, who has a purposeful life. If I don't, if I remain complacent, I could go to the extreme of not only not listening, but making Muhammad Amalek. The two together brought Yisro to that move, to leave everything he had, to come to the Midbar. Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan, we asked. The Kohen Midyan is emphasized because he was the Kohen Midyan. And he left it all for the truth. He left it all for the realization that we can't just remain complacent. We have to do something when we see the truth. We have to change. We have to look for the truth. We have to look to do the right thing. We have to have purpose in our lives.
Aboisai, this is the lesson that Yisroel taught us. And this is the lesson that somebody who is Mekabel Torah has to know. It's very nice to be a fellow Jew, but a person has to not never forget what his purpose in this world is. To not get too tied up in the corridor. To get so involved with this world. Should the painting go this way and the painting go that way? 45 hours on a painting, Aboisai. The painting's only in the corridor. The tracklin is waiting. The halakha tracklin, the palace, the room that all the pleasures are there for, that you were created for, that's waiting for us. This world is the world, asoisom. There'll never be a chance that the going to his begachel tzitzis and is crying in the last days of his life. How where will ever have the chance again to get so much reward for a penny, for a few pennies, every second that we wear tzitzis? And every mitzvah that we do, we're building that palace that's going to be forever. Let's not forget ourselves. Let's not come complacent. Let's understand our purpose. This was what Yisrael taught us. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Ger ha'isi, ki ger ha'isi. And again, I'm traveling through. We're passing through for 120 years, but we're only passing through. The person comes to that realization. His whole Avodas Hashem will be different. The Ikur and the Tuffel, what's the number? A person needs his relaxation, he needs his outlets. But he understands what's the Ikur, what's the Tuffel, what's the main, and what's the Tuffel. This is what we have to come to that realization. And from that, it's Ubah. We come to that realization. The reaction is Ubah. I'm here, I'm ready to shine, I'm ready to grow. My bracha, my wish. All of us is that we vayishma, we hear this word. It's screaming out to us from everything that's around us. And every levaya that a person goes to, and every time a person sees a cemetery, a Beis Avel, these places, the person realizes, or any yisurim, Mr. Lashon says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing the yisurim that this world is not the real world, because he's a good, he's a almighty, all-powerful, all-merciful God, he only wants to do good. This can't be the real world, it's the world for Avodah. The next world, and then is Vashchina, the greatest possible pleasure that's ever shaykh, that's only shaykh in the next world. That's where we're going to have the enjoyment. This world is La'asoyisam La'avodah. We come to that realization. We understand it with every fiber of our being. Then it will be Ubah! That will be coming. Always be coming to do the Ratzon Hashem. It's Chosnes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should look down and bring us to Gula Shleima. Here.